Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
He runs South Beach.
Go holler at my boy Miles at Prime 112, the owner. Definitely drop my name. I'm always good in the MIA.
He has his own commercials.
Thought I'd spice things up.
He's now taking over the dial as our 95.7 The Game Warriors insider.
Hey, Bonte, I don't play basketball no more. I'm a full-time golfer.
Hey.
Okay?
Here's Darrell Wright.
The one, the only, Darrell Wright, of course, co-host on Warriors Pre and Post Game Live and NBC Sports Bay Area, NBA champion, former Golden State Warrior. He's also a Dodger fan, and he's also celebrating a birthday tomorrow. D. Wright, what's happening, my man?
Fellas, what's up, man? I'm just chilling out. How you guys doing?
We're good,
Sagittarius
man.
Sagittarius life, baby.
Yeah,
let's
there you go. Shasky on Monday, D. Wright on Friday.
Let's go.
Yes, sir. Sag life, baby.
That's what I'm talking about.
And shout out to your wife, too, Mia, as well. Dudes just celebrated her birthday on Tuesday as well. So a lot of birthdays this week. Nance P, his birthday as well. Remember, Nance P brought this big old Foster's.
Oh, yeah.
The kid was like, who drinks a Foster's?
Well, he's the only black guy I've ever seen drink Australian beer.
Dude, we went down to Levi's Stadium, like, D. Wright, to go to a Niner game. And one was like, yo, you want this Foster's? And, like, you know, those Foster cans are huge.
It's the weirdest thing.
That was the only time I ever took a Foster. It's like, I guess. It's like, what? See, the only black guy in America to drink a Foster's. Anyway, the Warriors had a feel-good loss. A feel-good loss on Tuesday. And let's just start here. We could always start with Steph and Dre and Clay and all those guys. But Jonathan Kuminga made a name for himself, and I think he's etched his name in stone to play in the rotation. Now, I know it's just one game, but his first double-double of the season. I thought Kuminga really flashed on Tuesday, playing defense, cutting to the basket, and I got high hopes for him, and I'm excited to see where he's going to be in February and March, D, right?
Heck yeah, man. JK with a big game, last game. Put two great games together, in my opinion. I thought he played really well in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
I know I mentioned the other day when we saw Steve Kerr talking to him before he left the floor, just, you know, congratulating him on his game. And then him coming back, playing that Dallas game and being an impact player, man, on both ends of the floor. So those are the things you want to see from a young player, man, when you can put back-to-back games together and be consistent. And I think that's just the biggest thing they're waiting for with the young guys, just being consistent. We all know they got a bunch of talent. They can play at a high level, but they got to be consistent. And every single day, you got to bring your game. And, you know, JK is on his way, in my opinion.
How do they get Jordan Poole going, D, right? It feels like he'll have a game, then he'll have another game where, not so much. I liked his floor game the other night. I know he didn't score a whole lot, but I loved the way he was setting up the others for that second unit and then the blend of when they had all the other stars in there. How do they get him to be more consistent, though?
You know what? What I've been noticing, it just looks like he's moving too fast.
Mm.
Like he's trying to get that good game so bad, you know. And I understand, you know, struggling back to back games or every other game. You know, it's tough. You want to be consistent, like we talked about. And I think with Jordan Poole, he just gotta let that game come to him. Do other things other than scoring, whether that's being a playmaker, defending, and then the offense would be a little bit easier. But I think what can really get his game off is those straight line drives to the basket, getting to the free throw line. We all know he's one of the best free throw shooters in his league, man. So that's where you can get your game going, at the free throw line, see that ball go in a few times and feel good about yourself.
Darrell Wright here on the Morning Rush on 95.7 The Game, co-host on Warriors Pre and Post Game Live on NBC Sports Bay Area, an NBA champ, former member of the Miami Heat and the Golden State Warriors. The travel hurt around the world yesterday with Stephen Curry at the end of that game. I know UFS just believed it was a travel. Bully said it wasn't. I was on a fence. I was swaying back and forth. I didn't know what it was. 2 days later, do you still believe it was a travel?
It was a travel in that game. That hasn't been a travel in the NBA for the past 30 years, but in that game, that was travel.
Yeah.
So it's just a tough one. You know, you could tell they were overemphasizing the travel the other day, and, you know, it was back-to-back travels. Luka Doncic did basically the same move, and they called a walk on him. So that's why I believe that's why they called Steph Curry for a travel. At that time in the game, you can't blow the whistle. But, you know, you got to call the game the right way, I guess.
What do you think about the relationship between the top-tier players, like Luka, for example, Steph Curry, with the referees? Because it feels like I watch Luka, he's complaining on every single possession. And, no, I mean it. I feel like there's just a lack of respect on both sides. Not that the officials are great, but I do feel like the top-tier guys in the league utterly disrespect the officials, and it's not good. They need to work on this. Is that something you're noticing as well?
Oh yeah, man, it's just been a lot of chatter. You know, when I was playing, you know, you respect the refs, you know everybody by first name, and you go over there and have a conversation with them. I feel like if you do it the right way, when you pull those guys to the side and, you know, talk to them a certain way, you know, they give you your respect. I think it's the guys that, you know, they kind of say something every play or, you know, go crazy on them, that's when they don't give you the respect on the court, which is, you know, kind of crazy, but that's how it is. You know, they're human. They're going to make mistakes.
Yeah.
NBA players are human as well. They're going to make mistakes, but I would love to see the game get cleaned up a little bit more on, you know, certain things, whether that's a foul or, you know, contact going to the basket, whatever it is, just trying to be as fair as possible.
No doubt about that. D right here on the Morning Rush on 95.7 The Game. Moving forward, Warriors are 11-11. They're playing better basketball. Feels like the second unit has been stabilized. Do you think at any point this season they're going to need James Wiseman at all?
Yeah, another body, another athletic body. I feel like if James continue to get better and, you know, build those days, have those consecutive days, yeah, it's a great role out there for him. It's minutes out there for him. If, you know, he can get better on a defensive end. We all know he can score the basketball. I think it's more on the defensive end, just learning the system, learning the terminology, knowing where to be at. So he definitely, James Wiseman, his minutes out there for him if he continues to get better.
What do you think about Draymond Green's early seasons thus far? It feels like he's having a rejuvenation offensively, and I'd love to see that continue.
Oh, man, he's playing great basketball right now. He's starting the season off super aggressive, taking those open shots when he's around. You know, the perimeter. And that's what the Warriors need. You know, we saw those stats up when Draymond Green scores 8 or more points, you know, how successful this team is. So, you know, he just makes his team even more scarier when he's being aggressive, looking for a shot, and being that facilitator. So I love seeing Draymond being aggressive and, you know, shooting those open shots. And he looks good. And he looks comfortable this year doing it as well.
No doubt. Hey, what would you tell Moses Moody, who's not playing right now? Mm-hmm. He's out of the rotation. You were down in Miami playing behind Dwayne Wade and Shaquille O'Neal and Gary Payton and Antoine Walker and Jason Williams. So you've been at that spot. What would that message be to Moses Moody to stay ready when his number is called? Because he's not playing at all recently. He's out of the rotation right now, D-Wright.
Yeah, I would just tell young fella, hey, man, stay with it. Keep your mind right. One thing I can tell about Moses Moody, he's mature. He's beyond his years already. You can tell he's been raised by great people, and he has a great circle. So he's always positive. But for a young guy like that that's struggling with a bunch of up and downs in his second year, just stay ready. Keep getting your work in. Keep asking questions while you're on the bench. And pay attention to what's going on, because at some point, Steve Kerr's going to call his name. We know how Steve is. He always going to come back to you. Mm-hmm. So when he calls your name, just go out there and seize the moment. And I think Moses Moody, once he gets out there, he's going to find a way. He plays hard. He does the little things. You know, he's not out there always trying to look for baskets and buckets. He's out there just playing hard. So I'm really looking forward to Moses Moody getting back on the court, because he's a good young player.
Yeah, I think I am too. When you're watching Steph Curry, like, you're seeing this guy right now, it feels like we don't even talk about him. I mean, we don't. He's incredible. He's in year 14. He looks as, you know, better than ever. He's aging like a fine wine. Like, D-Right, you've been watching this league. You played in this league for a long, long time. Like, is he cementing himself as a top 7-8 player all time?
Most definitely. Every single night he takes that floor, man, he's putting on the show. He's helping his team win, or, you know, giving his team a chance to win. But just his presence on the court, you know, how he's playing great floor games now, rebounding, assists, screen assists, all the little things that your actual star players will do for you, or your franchise player. Steph Curry has answered every call, man. So to see him get better and better like fine wine, man, it's pretty impressive, to be honest with you, fellas, because it's like, what else?
Right.
What else, Steph? It's proving everybody wrong every single night.
It's funny, D-Wright. He scored 32 the other night, 5 rebounds, 5 assists, and we're like, Steph Curry, he's only 5 of 14 from the 3-point line. Like, when he scores 32, it's normal for us. It's insane how well he's playing right now and carrying his basketball team offensively, and not to mention Andrew Wiggins, who I know he had a down night the other day, 1 of 6 from the 3-point line, just 10 points, 1 rebound, but Andrew Wiggins looks like he's going back to the All-Star game if he continues to remain consistent, being two-way Wiggs.
Oh, yeah, two-way Wiggs is definitely going back to a second All-Star game. He's been playing some great basketball. I know that championship run last year, winning that championship, him getting that extension, has definitely done something to his psyche, because he's out there, man, comfortable. This is the right system and team for him. So I'm excited to see him out there every night, because now he takes so much pressure off Clay guarding the best player every single night. And, you know, you can tell he doesn't mind whoever it is. 1 through 4, he's going to go out there and give his best effort. And then on the other end, he's going to give you that 18 or 19, 20 points. And you go like, dang, I didn't even notice Wiggs is at 18 or 19. But that's just how he's been with this team so far.
D. Wright, man, the birthday boy. I guess I'll see you next week, right? I'll see you next week on Warriors Pre and Post?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll be there next week, man. You already know. The vibes will remain.
The vibes have been real. The vibes have been real. Shasky won't say it on TV, man. He's trying his best to get out there, man. You're right. He wants to take your spot.
No. Just a FaceTime every now and then. I'm Joe Shasky from Cisco WebEx.
He still owes you a bet, D, right?
I do.
He definitely does, man.
We'll do that this year.
I didn't forget about him.
I know.
I didn't forget about him.
We'll go watch Aaron Judge in a Giants jersey together, but I'll be wearing Dodger blue.
Okay, for sure. We'll get it done. Don't worry.
That's what I figured.
D-Wright, man. Hey, happy birthday, man. Thanks for the time, as always.
Yes, sir. Thanks, fellas.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.